We invite you to stay tuned for the next 15 minutes with Evangelist Bob Shelton.
Friends, and thank you again for joining us today as we come to the conclusion of our brief study on the seven feasts of Israel. Thus far, we have considered the feast of Passover. Its prophetic fulfillment was the coming of the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God, who went to the cross that he might shed his blood and give his life as the only atonement for sin. That was followed by the feast of unleavened bread. Those who have put their faith in the Lord Jesus, they've been born into his family, then they should go on to live a sanctified, holy life. And that's what unleavened bread, I believe, is all about. Then came the feast of first fruits, and of course Christ was the first fruits. He arose from the dead, but because he arose from the dead, there is the guarantee that those who have trusted him as Savior shall someday come out of the ground or the sea or wherever their bodies are. Of course, we know that saints who have died in Christ are in heaven. But the day is coming when there will be a resurrection. The feast of first fruits is the guarantee that those who have trusted Christ shall someday have their incorruptible, glorified bodies. Then the fourth of these feasts, it's the feast of Pentecost. This feast followed the feast of first fruits by 50 days. And of course, it was on that day of Pentecost that the Holy Spirit came and the church was born. So that was the prophetic fulfillment of the feast of Pentecost. Now the fifth feast in Leviticus chapter 23. Notice, please, verse 24. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets and holy convocation. Here we come to the feast of trumpets. Now notice it was to happen on the seventh month, in the first day of the month. Now this is the seventh month on the Jewish calendar. There are several things we have to understand as we look at the Jewish calendar. It is somewhat different from ours. First of all, there is a calendar that speaks of the civil activities of Israel. Then there is one that speaks of the religious activities. Earlier, we looked at the first month on the religious calendar, and that was their month Nisan. It corresponds closely to our April. But here we come to the first month on the civil calendar. And that corresponds quite closely to our September, sometimes runs into October. Now, we notice that this feast, it would come on the first day of the month of this new year, actually. It's the New Year's Day on the Jewish calendar, as I said, their civil calendar. It's their month Tishri, corresponding pretty close to our September. Today, when that feast comes around, it is called Rosh Hashanah. And there are many people who have the mistaken notion that since this is called the Feast of Trumpets, and since trumpets are associated with the rapture of the church, that on Rosh Hashanah of this year, or if Christ doesn't come this year, then next year, that Rosh Hashanah will be the time when Christ will come to rapture his bride. In other words, they say the rapture of the church must take place during Rosh Hashanah on the Jewish calendar, which, as I said, is usually in September or sometimes in early October. I think sometimes the last day or two of August. So it runs a little bit different from our Gregorian calendars. People who say that the church must be raptured on Rosh Hashanah are forgetting that the rapture of the church is imminent. That is, that Christ could come right now. if we had to wait until September, if we had to wait until Rosh Hashanah on the Jewish calendar for the rapture, then the rapture would not be imminent. When we talk about the imminency of our Lord's coming to rapture His bride, we mean He could come at this very moment. That's why these people who are setting dates for the rapture of the church based on the Feast of Trumpets, and since the trumpet will sound when the church is raptured, they say that whenever the Feast of Trumpets will fall on any given year, then we can look for the rapture at that time. In other words, the rapture could only happen during a little two-day period every year. My friends, nothing could be further from the truth. Christ might come before this broadcast is over for His bride. He might catch away the church, that is, every true born-again believer. Today, we don't have to wait for some date that is mentioned according to the Jewish calendar. Oh, no, no. We're looking for Him right now. You say, well, Brother Bob, what is the Feast of Trumpets? We've been talking about the prophetic fulfillment of all of these feasts. If the prophetic fulfillment of the Feast of Trumpets is not the rapture, then what is it? Well, in Matthew chapter 24, we have reference to another coming of the Lord Jesus. In verse 27, as lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, my friends, this is not the rapture. This is His coming back to the earth. It follows the tribulation time, the 70th week of Daniel, we call it. For in this coming, in verse 28, all the eagles will be gathered together. That's what happens at the Battle of Armageddon, following the tribulation. Now, please follow closely, because I could lose you quickly in these prophetic woods. I don't want that to happen. If the church were raptured today, that is, the church goes up, at least 7 years would follow. We call it the 70th week of Daniel. That's the tribulation time. Following that, Christ will come again, only He won't stop in the clouds. He'll come back to the earth. And He will destroy the total military power of earth. Now that is really the revelation of Christ. It's His second coming back to the earth. And we who are caught up in the rapture at least 7 years prior, are going to come back when the Lord Jesus returns to the earth. Now, after the Battle of Armageddon, we find here in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 31, He shall send His angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together His elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. In other words, when Christ comes back the second time, there will be the sound of the trumpet. And His chosen people, Israel, will be gathered together there in Israel once again. I believe that this will be the fulfillment of the Feast of Trumpets. So the Feast of Trumpets has nothing to do with the rapture of the church. The Feast of Trumpets has to do with the regathering of God's chosen people, Israel. And that's at least 7 years after the rapture of the church. Now follow closely what happens. As we come back to Leviticus 23, this feast called the Feast of Trumpets is followed by another feast called the Day of Atonement. That's the sixth feast. Today the Jews call it Yom Kippur. It speaks of that day of national redemption when the nation of Israel shall be born in a day. And did you know that's what God is going to do? He is going to bring together these Jews who accept Him as Savior in tribulation days. He'll bring them back, and He will establish them in that land at last. Now, they're not going to have real peace, I mean real lasting peace, until that day. And that's not all. The feast called the Day of Atonement is then followed by the seventh, the final feast, and is called the Feast of Tabernacles. Oh, my friends, this is so exciting. Listen closely. In Leviticus chapter 23, we read of this feast beginning at verse 33, And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of the 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles. You see, in Old Testament times, God's glory was often seen in the tabernacle. Now, in the prophetic fulfillment of the Feast of Tabernacles, we actually have God here on earth. He is tabernacling with His own chosen people. It's a reference to the kingdom, that is, the millennial kingdom, that 1,000-year reign when Christ is going to be ruling right here on earth over the affairs of men. Did you know the millennial kingdom is going to be a fulfillment of a prophecy to His chosen people Israel, that they would be here on earth in their own land, that their Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, will be seated on the throne of His father David, and there will be perfect peace for 1,000 years. The Feast of Tabernacles speaks of this 1,000-year reign of Christ. You say, well, Brother Bob, all that's very interesting, but what about the church? Well, as we noted earlier, when Christ comes to rapture His bride, that's the church, we are caught up. That could happen today. When Jesus comes back at least 7 years later to destroy the total military power of earth, He is going to set up His kingdom here on the earth. It will not only be a fulfillment that His chosen people Israel have been looking forward to for all of these centuries, but it's going to be a time of great peace to those who are not a part of Old Testament Israel or people who were not a part of that covenant, but people who came to Christ in an age called the Age of Grace, the Church Age. Now, of course, in any age, the only way anybody's ever saved is by putting his faith in the finished work of God's Son upon the cross. But we're in this special age, this Age of Grace. It's the Church Age. And someday when Christ comes back to fulfill His promise to His chosen people Israel, we're going to have the joy of being here too. You say, well, Brother Bob, can we be sure of that? Oh, yes, because Jesus said in John 14 that wherever He is, there we may be also. And if Christ is ruling here on the earth for 1,000 years, I believe we'll be here also, ruling and reigning with Him. And so we come to the end of the 7 feasts of Israel. It's an exciting adventure. But, dear friend, you can't enjoy it unless you first of all come to Christ and put your faith in this crucified, resurrected Lamb of God. If you haven't come to Him today, God bless you.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Shelton. All correspondence relating to this radio ministry should be addressed to Bob Shelton Gospel Ministries, Post Office Box 4499, Greenville, South Carolina 29608. That address, once again, is Bob Shelton Gospel Ministries, Post Office Box 4499, Greenville, South Carolina 29608. Now, this is Dave Yerrick thanking you for being with us today and urging you to join us again next week at this same time when, once again, we'll learn more about Jesus.